This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. has announced sanctions against 17 Saudis for their alleged role in the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, as Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul, that's where the killing happened. This follows the Saudis charging of 11 men in Khashoggi's killing. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert reacted.
We regard the announcement that they made as a good first step. It's a step in the right direction. It is an initial investigation finding. It is important that those steps continue to be taken toward full accountability.
Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist and critic of the Saudi Crown Prince, was killed October 2nd. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and Governor Jerry Brown got a look at wildfire damage in Paradise, California, deadliest wildfire in a century in the state. We get more now from AP's Ed Donahue.
Zinke credited the fire crews in Paradise.
It's almost like an Iraqi war where they were defending a parking lot. They had civilians inside commercial buildings. They were surrounding the commercial buildings with people in it, defending space to save lives.
Zinke says now is not the time to point fingers. It's time to put out the fire and then focus on the future.
This is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This is an American issue, and we should address it as such.
Governor Brown agrees.
It's so beautiful here, but having so many people living in this space, we are going to have to make a lot of changes.
And Brown says climate change will have to be addressed. I'm Ed Donahue.
The International Tribunal has found two of the surviving leaders of Cambodia's infamous Khmer Rouge guilty of committing genocide during the group's brutal rule of Cambodia in the late 1970s. The charges included murder, extermination, enslavement, and torture. This is VOA News. North Korea says it will be deporting a U.S. citizen who was detained in October for illegally entering the country from China under what they said was the command of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. It was not immediately clear when the man would be deported. Meantime, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has visited the test site of a new weapon in his first public field inspection since last year. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting.
Kim Jong-un's weapons back in the spotlight Friday. The North Korean supreme leader has reportedly been inspecting a newly developed tactical weapon. That's according to state media, though the only evidence they fed out of the hermit state was a photo and a statement on its website. It's the first mention of a new development in its weapons program in months. The North Korean said its new addition can protect the state like a steel wall, and that its development had been a special interest of Kim Jong-un's father. Kim hadn't visited a test site since his unprecedented summit with U.S. President Trump in June. It was all handshakes and smiles over the summer when North Korea agreed to work towards denuclearization, though what exactly that meant was left unclear. The U.S. State Department doubled down on their trust in the country, saying in response to the new test that the U.S. remains confident that promises made will be fulfilled.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. WikiLeaks says its founder Julian Assange will be charged in the United States with releasing hundreds of thousands of classified documents and posting them on WikiLeaks to the anger of governments worldwide. Assange currently lives in Ecuador's embassy in London. He successfully sought asylum there to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he would face questioning about alleged sex crimes, which he has denied. British Prime Minister Theresa May is promising to fight for approval of the draft agreement for Britain to withdraw from the European Union.
If we do not move forward with that agreement, nobody can know for sure the consequences that will follow. It would be to take a path of deep and grave uncertainty when the British people just want us to get on with it.
Brexit approved by a referendum of British voters. Leading U.S. senator has reportedly been told the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential race will be allowed to go forward. AP's Jackie Quinn.
A source tells the Associated Press that Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker said that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation will proceed. That's what Whitaker reportedly told South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham in a meeting. A bipartisan group of senators is pushing for legislation to protect Mueller, noting Whitaker's previous remarks against the investigation into Russian interference and possible Trump campaign collusion. President Trump has been tweeting again, terming the investigation a witch hunt. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.